Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. Therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me. Thorns come in all varieties. We all have them. Thorns can be health-related, things like anxiety or physical handicap. Maybe it is a problem at work that we can't seem to solve. It could be an acquaintance who relentlessly and mercilessly mocks us for our faith. Perhaps it is guilt from a past sin. Whatever the form they take, thorns are a problem. They are unwanted and unwelcome in our lives, and they often come seemingly out of nowhere. It is so easy in this life to cruise along, feeling safe and secure in who we are. But then thorns come along, and we are tempted to be offended or to get angry. We get upset that God would allow something bad to happen when life was going so well. We get angry that our plans are now interrupted by this unwelcome issue. We despair and wonder, why me? The Apostle Paul took a different approach to thorns. He viewed his thorn as a good thing. In humility, rather than pride, he realized he wasn't perfect and should expect trouble like everyone else. He didn't presume to be better than others, and instead admitted that he couldn't do this on his own. He needed help. So do we. Thankfully, we have help. His name is Jesus, and he knew all about what it was to have a thorn in his side. In fact, we were that thorn. Our sin, rebellion, and unbelief plagued him and weighed him down. The burden of our sin was certainly something he didn't deserve and did not have to carry. But rather than complain, despair, or feel sorry for himself, Jesus humbly took up the cross and died for us. He has set us free from sin and given us the gift of eternal life in heaven. This same Jesus will give you strength to endure the thorns of this life. Dear Jesus, my sin was a thorn in your side. Thank you for setting me free. Give me strength to bear with the thorns in my own life. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.